As the always eventful Queen's University homecoming weekend officially kicks off today, the City of Kingston and the University have been hard at work to prepare. Kingston Police and City Bylaw have been working closely with Queen's University, Kingston Fire and Rescue, Frontenac Paramedics, Kingston Health Sciences Center, and other partners to solidify their approach to this year's event. As with previous years, Kingston Police and City Bylaw will have an increased presence over the weekend in the University District. Along with increased police and bylaw presence, homecoming attendees should be aware that the University District Safety Initiative is now in effect until November 1st, covering both homecoming and Halloween weekend. The University District Safety Initiative was created to manage some of the high-risk behaviors often seen during celebrations like Orientation Week, Homecoming, and St. Patrick's Day in the University District. When in effect, the initiative impacts some of the ways in which people are charged for breaking nuisance party bylaws. Breaking any of the various noise and nuisance party bylaws this weekend can result in large fines, including a $2,000 fine for hosting, conducting, or sponsoring a nuisance party, a $500 fine for failure to comply with an order to leave premises, or $100 to $200 fines for various noise party bylaw offenses. More information on the initiative, including fines, closures, and more, can be found on the UDSI webpage on the City of Kingston website. It's worth noting that City Bylaw has also chosen to close Gord Edgar Downey Pier and Breakwater Park from 8 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. until Sunday morning due to health and safety concerns. The university has also been active in the lead-up to the event to promote a safe and respectful homecoming, and have organized initiatives throughout the weekend to ensure smooth sailing. Victoria Mills, Vice President of University Affairs with the Queen's Alma Mater Society, sat down to provide a list of some of their initiatives throughout the weekend. AMS's harm reduction strategies have been developing over the years. I was wondering if you could speak to the measures this year, both those that were deemed successful that you're bringing back and some new things that you're trying this year.
Yeah, for sure. So one of the, centers of our harm reduction initiatives that we'll be hosting again, as seen during Homecoming and St. Patrick's Day last year, is the food truck and free food and nourishment kind of station that we run on the corner of Aberdeen and Earl. So we've invited a food truck to be able to serve students, but as well have a plethora of energy drinks and snacks that we're able to hand out for free to students. So we have that on the corner of Aberdeen and Earl. That's run by our Commissioner of Campus Affairs and our Commissioner of External Affairs. Something new that we're implementing this year with that harm reduction booth is we do have materials such as those from the SHRC that we're able to hand out to students should they choose to pick them up, because we do understand that the period of homecoming does unfortunately coincide with a larger use of SBPRS services. So that is their educational component that we do want to be promoting to students. So we have been speaking to them about how we can best kind of disseminate that information. So that booth is going to be happening again in front of the ARC on the corner of Aberdeen and Earl from 10 a.m. to about 2 p.m. While supplies last, although the food truck will remain there likely for a couple hours preceding that. In addition, we have a couple educational campaigns that are going to be running. So one of the beloved campaigns called Queens for Pause, it's something that comes out on our social medias and is just to deter students from being destructive in the district, such as with the breaking of glass bottles that can really harm not only community members, but as well as the animals that do use our community streets and with their owners. So that will be coming out, as well as the other educational campaign called Know Your Rights, in which case we're able to educate students on some of the provisions that the city has in place as it relates to the University District Safety Initiative. So the nuisance bylaw, the noise bylaw, and the Liquor License and Control Act, just to name a few. That one also goes into giving tips to students about how to interact with the police, that they are being searched, that they are being questioned, and just these general overall tips that we believe students should be aware of, as there is an increased police presence in the university district when it comes to homecoming. And then finally, something new that we're doing this year, and this is in collaboration with the City of Kingston and the transport division that they have, is in an effort to ensure that students have kind of alternatives to celebrate homecoming with their peers, but not in the traditional sense, if you will, when it comes to consuming alcohol or just kind of attending parties. We have partnered with them to have shuttle buses. I believe there's going to be two on the Union Street routes. I believe routes 1 and 2 that will be going to and from West Campus, so students can get to the homecoming game. So we have two shuttle buses that are going to be on the roads from 11:15 a.m. to 4:15 p.m. And those are completely free to students. They don't even need their student card to be able to go aboard. So we're really encouraging people to get out, see the game, and cheer on their Gales.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that very detailed rundown. I was wondering if you had any other final messages for those participating in HOCO festivities.
I suppose the only thing that I would say is, you know, as we see like an increase like police presence in and around the university district, and we do see some unique bylaws come into play like over this period, just a reminder to really brush up on those and to make sure that, you know, you're celebrating homecoming in a safe manner that, you know, not only is perspective of, you know, your peers, but as well as the community in general, because when we do that, I think homecoming is a lot more fun for everyone involved. So just to be smart and be safe.
CFRC's campus news coordinator Erica Singh also sat down with a representative from Queens First Aid to discuss how they will be providing their support throughout homecoming.
Are there any specific first aid measures or safety measures in place for this homecoming weekend?
Yeah, so there will be responders at the ARC outside at Earl and Aberdeen, and we'll be there from 11 to 4 on the Saturday of homecoming, and we're there to provide extra support for anybody who's out on the street that might need some assistance. And then we also have our team on call the whole weekend, so that team will be on call overnight and then throughout the days on Friday and Saturday. So if people are in need of help there, we have extra responders ready to go.
All right, and what is the protocol for contacting first aid in case of an emergency?
So if somebody's in need of first aid, they can call the Emergency Report Center. So the phone number for that is 613-533-6111. And the Emergency Report Center will dispatch Queens First Aid to wherever your location is.
The bulk of homecoming celebrations will take place tomorrow, Saturday, October 21st, coinciding with the Queens versus Ottawa U football game at Richardson Stadium.